This is ratchet, wiki, holy. Don't forget, I'm saved. Just remember, I don't play. Get your life in that order, please. No, pound, hashtag JTTW, Jesus, take the wheel. Now, you can hashtag that on Instagram and your Twitter, okay? My thing is, what I do not understand is how people try to tell people about their dirt. Yo, you cannot compare your dirt to theirs. And it's, to be honest, it's none of your business. That's between them and God. But let me tell you one thing about my God. Let me tell you, even when he corrects you, he still elevates you. So don't ever think he's going to count you out forever, because he won't. All right. And I know I am a hot mess from the West, but you love it. Holla. Yo, and welcome to the second episode of Holy Ratchet. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I am your Holy Ratchet host. We're going to go by the name of Sister Cheer, because we in the church up in here, okay? Now, listen, Linda. Let me calm down. Let me just reel it in for a second or two. For any new listeners and anyone out there who happen to just land on the Holy Ratchet community podcast, let me just introduce to you exactly what is Holy Ratchet, okay? Now, our Holy Ratchet community consists of people. We love God and we are on our faith walk with Jesus Christ. However, we are a work in progress and we know it. We are completely transparent in that. We're not ashamed and to admit that we happen to fall short, just like everyone does. Everyone. No one's perfect. There's only one person that is perfect. And we're not afraid to admit it. Now, this show I may get canned for a lot. I do. I might. I have a lot of things that I think and say that it just comes out. You know, it comes out. And if anyone caught the first episode of when we launched Holy Ratchet, then you guys know my personality. If you have not caught that, I advise you to just catch a little bit of that and let it marinate on your spirit a little bit, just so you can see what type of person you're dealing with on Holy Ratchet. Every super duper holy saint just needs somebody in the ratchet holy community. Because I get it, sis. I get it, brother. I get it. I definitely do. Certain things you're just like, hey, I'm just not going to say. I mean, he did say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. However, the Holy Ratchet community will speak up on the behalf of all who wants to appear that they have it all together, because we don't, and we're not ashamed, okay? One thing about Ratchet Holy as well is we really want to get rid of the stigma that because you love God means that your life, you can't live an abundant life. Like, you can't have fun, or you can't have slips up, or you can't enjoy things that you may enjoy. You know, one thing that I found out is when you do make the commitment to follow God and love God, the things that people may have written over your life that may told you all your life that was bad, actually it's not. Everything that I feel like God instills in you and put in your genetics, it can actually be used for a positive thing. You just have to allow Jesus to filter it. For instance, you guys and everyone who knows me and who's on the show, I am extremely blunt, okay? I may say things and you're like, Cheer, Sister Cheer. Hold on, girl. Wait a minute. That's me, okay? When you're extremely blunt, before God got his hands on me, it was very rude. It was just like, hey, I'm real. This is what it's going to be. I said it, and it's tough love. But when God captures you, I'm still blunt, but I'm more loving with it. So God just has to filter that. So on this show, let's get to it. We have three main segments, okay? So let's run it down. We have Get Your Life segment, okay? The Get Your Life segment. We are going to go through news that you may can use, you may cannot use, but We're going to see what the trolls are saying under some of these controversial issues. And that is where Sister Cheer says, get your life, okay? I'm going to get your life all right together. Then we have Pound JTTW. Everyone knows my shortcoming is I'm a bit temperamental. I'm a bit impulsive, like I said. And a lot of times for me to control that, I have to do a Pound JTTW. Jesus, take the wheel, okay? He needs to take the wheel. That's how he gets my life together. That's the only way and the only time when I'm in those moments of impulse where I am about to let loose and let the Spirit use me in the way that it may not need to use me at that time. I have to hurry up and quickly say, Pound JTTW, Jesus, take the wheel, because Sister Girl is about to lose it, okay, you guys? I'm a little dramatic over here, so I'm banging on my drum. Let's all keep the energy together. God's working on me. He's working on you. And we're not ashamed. And then we're going to wrap it up with Hour of Empower. This month, of course, is Black History Month. And one thing as well, it was Valentine's Day last weekend. I'm just a little late posting the episode. So work with me, you guys. Work with me. I am trying my best to make sure that I give you guys a lot of information and a lot of entertainment in the meantime. So my Hour of Empower is going to be called Valentine's Vengeance. And we'll get more into that once that segment rolls around. So let's move on into Get Your Life, you guys. I do have three stories that I've been following. Now, last episode, you guys, you know, our hearts, our condolences did go out to Mr. Jesse Smollett, because we were distraught by the activity that happened, you know, the event that went on, and we were all feeling sad. And, you know, I even kind of shared a personal story that if it was my child, the Lord knows to just create a prison bed with my name tag on it, because if you come for my child, all the Jesus will leave. Okay. It just will. Judge must. If you must judge, get to judging. But I'm extremely overprotective of people I love. And my son is just one of those people where I will forget everything I've learned and been studying and meditating on the word. So anybody, if I am in jail, do not come with the comment under my jail picture, Pound hypocrite. No. I let you guys know. With my child, I may step all the way out of the spirit. There's only so far. Pound JTTW might go for me. And hey, I'm just real with mine. I'm going to help you be real with yours. So anyway, sometimes I go down a rabbit hole. Anyway, come to find out, you guys, and it's been news everywhere that it all was a gimmick, okay? It all was a setup. It just was, he ended up paying two Nigerian guys, I guess they were co-workers on the show Empire with him, just because he wanted a salary increase. Now, I'm thinking in my mind, okay, y'all, this is the bluntness that's about to come out, okay? Because I don't dress it up. Like, this is just what's about to come out, okay, congregation? My mind is, okay, well, you know what? Dang, I mean, what were they paying you? You know, is it $14 an hour? So you kind of wanted to get bumped up to 21 and some change? Or what was really going on with that? And so when it came out, he gets paid $100,000 per week while they're shooting the season. And I'm thinking, $100,000 per week? How ungrateful are you? You know, the Lord does say, you know, in contentment, you know, we should be content with certain things. And I believe that as well. Like, upgrades will come in due time, but you do have to pay your due debt. But $100,000 a week, you were mad about that. I mean, he was upset about that. And I'm thinking, hey, I know people at my job that's been at the company for 12 years and they haven't even been up to see a salary increase or an hourly increase. And $100,000, I just feel like he was just a bit ungrateful, you know, but hey, in his mind, he was worth a lot. So I'm here for the confidence that he had. But what I'm not here for, congregation, and feel free to back me up, Ratchet Holy, and I'm pretty sure you all will, to put on this whole facade as if someone beat you and it was all about your sexuality and the Magna hats. I mean, he really committed, didn't he? He kind of committed on that. He committed all the way on that one. I think he kind of committed more than a marriage commitment. That was just a little too committed for me. And that's when I'm just like, hold on now. Why couldn't you just go and just a regular approach? You know, even if you would have said no. I mean, just go, hey, you know, Fox, I feel like I'm a main person on the show. I feel like I contribute greatly to the show. And I just think I'm worth a lot more. Now you're kind of just being ungrateful because, just to be honest, congregation, I feel like the main people on the show is Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. I mean, we know them. They've done outstanding work. I mean, everyone knows who they are. And Jesse, everybody doesn't even watch Empire. You kind of just came on the show and I feel like you were really good. But now you kind of just did this whole act. And now it's like the world is looking at you like the devil is a lie, you know, and the devil is a lie. So for that and just creating this whole uproar, I mean, he even had the LGBT community come out and they made like memes saying, hey, I'm black, I'm gay, but I'll, you know, F you up. You guys know what that word is intended to be. However, we don't curse here. I mean, it kind of created like a whole uproar within not even just the black community, the LGBT community. I mean, it was just a big mess all over some money. Like, I don't get it. And so the Ratchet Holy community is here to tell Mr. Jesse Smollett to get your entire life for that one. Just get your life and pray about it. And hopefully the Lord will work with you on that, which he will work on you with that. Second story, let's keep the ball rolling, okay? Let's keep the ball rolling. Now, this might be news you can't use, but I find this to be a really juicy topic, and I just want to chime in on it and give my Ratchet Holy thoughts. We're going to point it out to the whole sister Khloe Kardashian, brother Tristan Thomas. It's just a big uproar, okay? Now, the backstory on that, you guys. Brother Tristan, sister Khloe, we all are aware of how they got together. Now, I'm not one to really say this is what happened, this is what not happened, because it's just not enough credible sources for me to really hold on and stick to it. But based off what the word is out on the holy streets, you guys, is that when they first got together, brother Tristan had a girl. Her name was Sister Jordan. She was pregnant. And the whole thing was Sister Khloe was supposedly a homewrecker. While this woman, Sister Jordan, was pregnant, Khloe kind of swept in and kind of pulled a Houdini with Brother Tristan. So they end up hooking up, been together. And now, you know, they have a baby together. And now, come to find out, kind of have to fast forward here because I want to get you guys on and in and out, okay? So fast forward now, of course, Sister Khloe, Brother Tristan, no longer together. Comes to find out there's another Jordan. We're going to call her Sister Jordan the Second. Came in and now everybody is pretty much pointing the finger at her, calling her a homewrecker for breaking up Sister Khloe and Brother Tristan's relationship or whatever it should be. Now, before we proceed with the story, allow me to interject just momentarily. Rabbit hole. I'm about to go down the rabbit hole, okay? Just a blunt moment here. When I think about being the other woman, and we can't really say Khloe was the other woman when they got together. Can't say Jordan was the other woman. The second sister Jordan was the other woman that broke up their little thing they had going. We can't really say because we don't really know. It's a lot of hearsay. But it just makes me think in my mind, if we were at a party playing question and somebody asked the table, the group of Ratchet Holy community, name a reason why you could not be a side chick. And there were so many different thoughts in my head because I can name about two reasons why. Or one, the best, if I had to give one reason why I could not be a side chick, is because your girl over here I would be like a terrible side chick. I'm too dominating. Like, I like to run stuff, and that's just me. I like to run stuff. I like to be able to ask you questions, and you can't hit me back with the, oh, we not together. We not together. How you gonna ask me that? Like, you can't hit me with it. I'm like, no, you're gonna answer what I want you to answer. So I just like that type of power. So if you ever try to come to Sister Cheer as a married man and somebody in a relationship, I will honestly look you in your face and say, poor gentleman, you must want to be divorced or broken up, because I don't know about boundaries. I don't know about lanes. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's just my thing. So I don't think I'm side chick material. You know, I'm not. A marriage, a divorce will happen quick if you try to put me there, or your relationship will just end, because I will automatically just think I'm the wife. That's my personality. I know that. So I can't be in that situation. I can't. It's more so about me and having my power. And you can't really have any in that role. I feel like those type of women are really lax. Like, hey, they're like, hey, I'll go with the flow. I'll stay in my lane. I'm just passive and just, hey, you know, I just feel like you have to have that type of personality. And I just don't. So I couldn't do it at all. That's me. That's just me. So I don't think I would attract somebody in a relationship, because they will be like, oh my gosh, she doesn't fit the psychological profile I need for that. And I'm just, you know, and I'm okay with that. I don't want to wreck a home, but that's one thing I just couldn't do. I need too much power for that. So moving on forward, now Jada Pinkett has the Red Talk Show, you guys. I love her Red Talk Show. As a matter of fact, I watched a bunch of episodes so I fell asleep last night. Love Jada. Love Willow. I mean, they get my life. I love the guests they bring on the show. It's always enlightening just to hear from different cultures, ethnicity, genders, just thought process on different issues and things. And I really feel like the Red Tape Talk Table brings that element that you need. It's not just the all, like, one demographic type of show. So I really love that about Jada. Anyway, you guys, they're going to bring Sister Jordan on to pretty much give her side of the story. Now, what I'm not here for, you guys, I was listening to my morning radio station, and I live, you guys, in Dallas, and I listen to 105.7 is like smooth R&B. You guys, I'm 27 years old, but I was raised by a 65-year-old and a 92-year-old, so I kind of have a little bit of an old soul, so I do listen to the old school channel, and I was kind of upset when they took Steve Harvey off, because that was just my show. So this is the new show, and, you know, they were really going in on Tristan, Brother Tristan, and my thing is, when it comes to the whole ordeal and with Sister Jordan being able to vocally speak her side of things and what's going on, because the community has been coming for Sister Jordan. And like I said, I'm just not one of those people that automatically run with the story and go with it. I kind of need a credible source. So either it has to come from the horse's mouth or somebody that was extremely close. You know, the hearsay, naysay, I just can't. So a lot of people were just coming for Jordan, and of course, brother Tristan must have knew the whole community of armies of what we call them trolls were gonna come for him, because he turned off those comments, y'all. He sure did. And Sister Claudia on the radio show had stated that she was just like, it kind of upsets her that everyone puts a lot of blame on the women when they enter into this relationship or intertwine themselves with someone that is in a relationship with somebody else. But at the same time, they're just like, well, how can Sister Chloe be so mad if the way she lost him, the way she got him? But we're still not 100% clear as if she broke up a relationship. Hey, were Brother Tristan and his first Sister Jordan, were they already broken up while she was pregnant? Now, she was saying that they weren't. And then Sister Chloe just kind of swept in and kind of claimed what was hers. And so for me, for part is what I want to say for to get your life is because it's so many people just choosing sides. And one thing that I know firsthand is about affairs and all of this and, you know, that type of thing. And we'll dig into it later. You know, I was married, and that's just a whole nother episode for a whole nother show, you guys. And one thing about it is I'm not a one-sided individual. If everyone comes to me, it could be three people in the dispute. Everybody played a role in it. And that's just how I feel. Brother Tristan played a role, Sister Chloe, and Sister Jordan. They all play an intricate role, but it doesn't fall on one person because everybody has to own their role that they played. That's just the type of person I am. I'm just a very fair person. It's always the person who did it, but then it's also the person as well that maybe it chose to ignore signs or whatever their case scenario could have been. I'm just tired of the choose a side. Everyone is responsible for whatever goes on in that relationship. Everyone plays a valuable role in what goes on with it. So it could be if Brother Tristan cheated, okay, he's wrong for that. But then what about the other side? Like, what led up to this? What caused the relationship to get into this place where now we have a third party in it? So everybody plays a role. There's no just one person wrong and everybody else is right. So anybody that's siding on that, I just want to happily say on the behalf of the Ratchet Holy community, to get your life, okay? Now, let's just wrap this Get Your Life segment on a good note, because let me tell you guys one thing that I am here for, okay? Listen, congregation. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. What I am here for is these companies and brands that's just doing small things to let the African-American community know that they are with us, that they appreciate us. And even if it's a gimmick, it still means a lot to me because I didn't grow up back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. And I thank God that I didn't, because he know what kind of child of God I am. I probably would have been killed the first round. You know, I just would have been, because it's just certain things. I'm just a justice person. I speak up too much, and God just knew, hey, let me save this baby for a later era. She's just not ready for that, you know, that life. I just wouldn't have been ready, but I just still appreciate. I even seen on Instagram where they did like a little promo advertisement just saying, hey, we appreciate the African-American community, the culture, and just to kind of just shed a light on Black History Month. That mean a lot to me. From Nike, you guys, big up to Nike for allowing Colin Kaepernick to be a spokesperson. To me, that was a major move, because at the time when he decided to take that stand and say, hey, I don't like what this represents. Everybody does not have to be with me. And that could have, you know, Nike didn't really care that people were cutting up their shoes. They're like, hey, we're for what's right and right. And for them to allow him to be the face of a company just lets me know Nike has their fist up with us. So I'm over ecstatic for Black History Month and just the companies and the brands that are stepping forward. Walmart, you guys, Walmart, you want Walmart. They have little shirts and they're cute. They are cute shirts. They have like Black Girl Magic shirts. Like, I mean, it's just so moving, and it's kind of emotional, because a lot of African-Americans have been through a lot, okay? And let's just address the horse in the room. I mean, we have. And just to see something like that, Walmart, Nike, Instagram, like just those small little things that they're doing to say, hey, we're here with you, means a lot. And I'm pretty sure even with all the craziness going on and how I feel about my people. And like I said, I love all ethnicities, diversities, cultures, whatever your religion is, you know, I love on people hard. But when it comes to my African-American community, even my Africans, like, it's like family. You know how, you know, when you're in a family, I can call my sister fat if she's fat. Like, I can say it all day long, but you better not say it. It's like that type of thing. It's like a big family, and it doesn't matter if we're bickering like a family or we're talking trash about each other as a family. But no, at the end of the day, it's still a family. And just to see these brands coming in, coming through in the coupe with the drop top 745, I'm like, come on, Insta. Come on, Walmart, come through Nike. Like, I am just overly ecstatic about that and what they're, you know, what that means to me when they do those small things like that, you know, and that just, that matters a lot to us. So I am here. They got my life all the way together. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay, you guys, that's wrapping up the Get Your Life segment of Ratchet Holy, you guys. Let's keep the show rolling. Why stop when we're having so much fun, okay? Now, next, we're at the Pound, JTTW. For those who do not know what that is the wonderful word and saying of Jesus. Take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. You guys, let me go ahead and go into my story for today for this segment. So, you guys, over the weekend, I happened to go to the Super R&B Jam. You guys, when I say I'm an R&B girl. I went to the show. I had front row seat tickets. And guess who was in the building? Congregation. Guess who was in the building at this concert? We had no other but the group Sister 702. Where my girls at? From the front to back. And what you feeling like? What? Put one hand up. Can you repeat that? Okay, they came through in the coupe, okay? Then followed them came Brother Donnell Jones. Come on, play it a little bit. Say when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. You ain't that new. You ain't that new. And then followed him was the Smooth and Groove Brother Genuine, fine as wine. Lord Pound Jesus, take the wheel, because I had some thoughts that shouldn't have been there. But I hurried up and got him under the wrap. But he was fine, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Genuine was fine. So Genuine followed up by my most favorite act of the night, you guys, was Brother Avant. Whew. Pound JTTW on that one, because, woo, Jesus, take the wheel, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Avant came through in the coupe. He showed his whole behind. Those vocals were so crisp and on point. I know Brother does not smoke a lick of a cigarette, okay? Teeth was on fleek, and he just got my life together. So Avant, and then closed the show, of course, was Black Tie Tyrese Chocolate Drop. Y'all know what he make drop, okay? But hey, I'm not going to say that. That's just what they said. I caught that, and I just felt like delivering it to you guys. But yes, Black Tie, the show was phenomenal, you guys, okay? I was looking so cute. I had my little Fendi outfit on with my boots. I was popping, okay, you guys? I am very big into fashion. I love looking good, and when I step out, I try to step out right, okay? So I was looking real cute. I had my little short little wig piece on because I had my hair short. I put my short wig on for this. I wanted to really embody that grown and sexy, because while all the other 27-year-olds was at the Meek Mill, this one was at the R&B Jam. And I went by myself, and I just had a great time. Now, one lady in particular, you guys, one lady in particular came to the show. And she was from the West Coast. And the only reason I know she was from the West Coast is because the entire time, she had on this purple fur that was, of course, extremely hot, you guys. It was hot because a bunch of women in the front of the stage screaming and jumping for joy, which I'm all for having a good time. But y'all, please don't knock my wig off. That's the only thing I was real concerned about, because my wig wasn't as secure as it could have been. And I was just concerned about my wig, other people around me wig. One lady had that high bun that looks like three donuts just sitting on top of each other. She was rocking her wig. She was too cute for school. I was with it. I was here for it. I had my short one, my short little wig on, and I thought I was giving them chocolate knee long, if you ask me. Don't tell nobody I said it, but that's just what I felt like I was embodying for that moment. And the lady, I don't know if she had a few Bud Lights or what was going on with her in particular this night, but she kept just screaming like, Westside, Westside. And I'm like, okay, you repping the West Coast. Ty came out, and it's like when he came to where we were standing on the stage, because like I said, we were like dead in the front. She, you know, when he comes to sing, you know, the ladies are jumping, they're throwing their hands up. But the lady keeps knocking me in the head. Like, it's like 30 minutes of knock.
like, knock, knock, who's there? She was knocking me in my head. And then she was knocking the other lady who had the bun that had the three donuts. So I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to keep my composure. I just politely just keep pushing her hand, like, back it up now. Okay, back it up now. And, you know, she like, you know, don't be pushing my hand. I'm like, ma'am. And she was probably like, I'll give her about late 40s, 50s. So I'm really trying to keep my composure, you guys, but it's only so far I can go. And the good Lord knows I'm only 75% there. I'm not all the way there, especially when it's physical. And then I keep telling you multiple times to stop hitting me in my head. I'm 5'4", so I'm a little thing, but I got a whole lot of dynamite in this little package, you guys. So I done had enough at this point, because I'm just like, if this lady knocks my wig off and Tyrese is standing right in front of me, and then I'm going to look like, who did it and why without my wig on? Like, it's going to be embarrassing, and I'm just going to be highly upset. So at this point, you guys, I was just like about to lose it. In my head, for the first 30 minutes, I kept saying, pound JTTW. Pound JTTW. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Because I'm really about to take it. I'm just about to have to take it and turn it into the wall in a minute if this lady hits me in the head. So she proceeds, and she's just ignoring everybody's request. So now I'm just at the point where I just had enough. I had enough, you guys. I slowly and just very classy how I did it. I put my phone in my purse. I turned around and I said, look, ma'am, enough is enough. I done asked you ample amount of times to stop hitting my head, but you continue to do so. So this is the last warning. If you hit me in my head again, I'm just going to have to rock you. Yep, I said it. I said it just like that. I mean, voice calm. I just said it, because at this point, one, you don't even have a seat up here. You just ran up here with all these other people. Two, I don't mind you jumping and having a good time. I know we all love every artist that is here, but we still have to respect the people that's around us. And you're hitting her in the head. You're hitting her in the head. My wig's about to go. I politely done asked you multiple times to stop hitting me in my head. And now you're just taking me for a joke. So at this point, if you hit me again, it's going to be physical. That's it. That's all. At the same time, the other girls just turned around like, ma'am, exactly. You are just really doing a lot, and you're really like, you're really bothering us. And the other lady's like, you just leaning all over me. Your jacket is hot. It's making me hot. I know you're excited, but ma'am, we just can't continue like this. And she looked at me. She said, I got you. And she was another older lady. She said, I know you're here by yourself. I got you. The Lord will fix it. But you guys, I said, Lord, I had to. Like, Lord Jesus, I just couldn't do it anymore. I could not do it anymore. I paid $330 seats for mine. You didn't. And you're just standing up here, and we're being nice about it. But you're just, at this point, you're overboard. And I just can't do it anymore. I got a headache. The wig's going to come off. I'm going to be embarrassed. And you're not respecting anybody. She must have slowly but surely reevaluated everything before she carried on, because after that, she just left. Praise God in advance, because it was just doing too much. Jesus took the wheel, but it was just like I had to interject somewhere. And that was just my pound JTTW, guys, because life happens. Like I said, I'm very out there. I'm very open about my shortcoming. Sometimes I can handle things a little differently. That's between me and God, and that's just how I feel with anybody and their shortcoming. It's really nobody else's business how you carry out things. That's between you and God, and you guys have that conversation, but it's not everybody else's business. But hey, that's how I took it. That's how I handle it, and I'm just proud of the slow progress, because it used to wouldn't have been 30 minutes. As soon as you hit me, it could have been an accident. I would have just turned around. We would have just been fighting. And I just commend. I like the little wins. I always lead up to the bigger wins in the end. So I really liked how I handled it. Yes, it may not be the way everybody handled it, but that's how I did it. And I'm proud of myself on that. That was my Jesus take the wheel moment, because it did keep me calm and collected for as long as it did. And I did have to just turn around once and firmly let her know that holy pause would be laid if you touch me again, because you hit me in my head for 30 minutes straight. So you have to stand up for yourself. And that's what the Holy Ratchet community is. We're not pushovers. Like, yes, we're nice and we'll love on you, but we're not going to allow you to keep mistreating and keep doing wrongdoing. No, ma'am. we're going to speak up right then and there. So I was very proud of myself in that moment. I think I represented exactly what the Holy Ratchet community does embody. And we are a mess. We're saved, but we don't play. That's the slogan. I'm saved, but I don't play. And it's just still a walk in progress. So let's get into the word hour of empower. It's not actually an hour, but I really like to uplift and motivate and encourage people from a realistic standpoint in life. And I specifically titled this segment Valentine's Day Vengeance because Valentine's Day weekend was here. And a lot of people, sometimes it brings people down. Sometimes they don't have somebody to share Valentine's Day with. And, you know, it's a big romantic day for you and your significant other. And I really wanted to title this Valentine's Day Vengeance because one thing that I observe in people watching and just like listening to the multiple conversations that I hear, all ethnic backgrounds have genders. And the biggest thing is when we are hurt, you know, when we're hurt, we're deeply hurt. And I can be the first to admit, sometimes you can have a spirit or attitude of get back, like, okay, it didn't work out. Or maybe the person did something that they mistreated you, or they did something that was wrong and it really hurt you. And some people are the bigger people. They're like, okay, life happens and move on. And that is our mature individuals who God has blessed with the strength of patience and self-control. And then he has the impulsive people like me who he constantly has to work on, you guys, because I used to be a big person that if you did something to me, I'm doing something back. If you would approach me, and I can tell the type of attitude you had, I literally had a real life attitude and mentality of, you're here because you did something to somebody else and I'm the vengeance the Lord has sent. Because if you do that same trick with me, I got something for you back. That was my attitude. And this is to the people whose attitude is like that, where they feel like they have to get back. Or if somebody mistreats you or do anything wrong to you, you have to get back. And the good Lord knows he is working on me. Like, he is working on me. I was literally one of those people that was like, I would be like, okay, you know what? Let go, let God. I'm going to get over it. Just don't react. Don't say no bad words. They said something. Oh, no, they just said something crazy to me. And then as I walk away, it's like I was like, I did not feel better until I did something. Whether I said something mean back, whether I did a crazy act back, I just didn't feel better until I did. And so I would be the person in the corner that was just like, the more I pondered on the act or what somebody did to me, it just outraged me. Like, it was just like, maybe it was the ego speaking, maybe it was my pride to have allowed somebody to do something and get away with it. But in the midst of that, what I had to understand is, and when I truly read the scripture that vengeance is the Lord, it is. When I was a little girl, if my brother or somebody would hit me or trip me, I would go tell my mom, like, Mom, you know, Junior tripped me or Jayshia did this. And she'd be like, don't worry about it. You know, the guy's going to get him. And then like 5 minutes later or an hour later, they'll be running, they'll trip and fall. And I'm like, Mom was right. But I didn't understand the context of what she was saying. And for people who are like that, or who is trying to get over that or defeat that, understand that when you are blessed and favored by the Lord, that no one can do anything wrong to you. There's nothing they can do, no matter how hard they try, because believe if they, even if they say something foul to you, or even if they do something foul to you, understand, because you are the Lord, God will deal with them accordingly. Now, understand, God isn't a type of person that's going to continuously punish. Like, he's not a punisher. He is a corrector. So he will correct you for any wrongdoings that you're doing, but he won't keep you down. He'll correct you. It's like he'll tap you on the hand and get your life right, but then he'll still revive you or redeem you. Like, he just isn't that type of father to any of his kids. And so if you have that attitude where you're just like, how I was, like, I have to get you back, or you said this, so I'm going to tell you this, and when I'm telling you, you're going to want to fight by the time I'm done, because that was me. Like, you're going to, oh, I'm going to get your whole life together. I'm going to give you the tongue thrashing of your life. Understand that it is so unnecessary. Like, I've watched how people who may have talked to me crazy, and hey, it may not necessarily been me that made them talk to me crazy. It could have been something in them that they're trying to work out and deal with. And you really have to learn to understand people, like, truly. If somebody's lashing out on you, or somebody is being mean to you, it's not necessarily you. It's something that they're fighting with on the inside, that we still have to have the patience and we still have to have the compassion, at the same time as still trying to resist the urge for the tit for tat, because it's kind of natural. Oh, they did this really nice. Oh, they just brought me a burger. I'm gonna remember that forever. I'm gonna go buy them a whole 5-star dinner just because they did that. It's natural to, if how somebody treats you, you treat them back. But understand in the midst that if the treatment isn't what you're looking for, or it isn't. And so, like, if they don't do something that, you know, we expected of them, then it's kind of like, you know, now our feelings are hurt, or are we mad, or we feel a certain type of way. And the beautiful thing about God is, when you sit back and you look at the hindsight of everything, and just think about it for a second, anybody that has done anything wrong to you, abandoned you, just did some really mean and terrible things to you, think about where you were at that point in life. Like, think about the year it happened, one of your biggest, toughest, roughest heartbreak. It could have been a family member let you down. It could have been maybe a spouse, maybe a boyfriend, a girlfriend, maybe a close friend. And then look at your life now. And then when you're looking at your life, have you elevated in life? Are you still okay? The apartment that you stayed in, are you staying in a house now? If you stayed in a dump, are you staying in a better apartment now? And it's just those things that God reconfirms for us and says, but you're still all right. I still got you. I still got you. In the midst of all that, I still elevated you. In the midst of all that, I still stood right beside you and remained committed to you. And so the way that I still struggle with it sometimes, you guys. I still do. But now I have such a higher understanding for how the Lord fights our battles, you know, and he will continuously fight your battles. And if we walk with our chin held high and remember that, then it'll slowly but surely not affect us so much when somebody does something to us, because we know God has us and he's going to always have us for eternity. And I just really wanted to bless someone's life who may be, you know, struggling with that, or don't understand, you know, how to move on, or how to let things go. But sometimes it just is what it is, you know. And I have satisfaction in knowing that God has my back and God has your back, and he's gonna always have your back, even when you think he doesn't. He will. You know, and I really think that's just an important message for everyone out there to know and start to walk in it. And it's not easy. I tell you guys, it's not easy, especially like when you're trying to deal with pride and you're trying to deal with stubbornness and all of that that comes along with it. But just to have the strength to walk away, you know, just, hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to let it go and move on and actually feel good about it. The more you start to allow things to roll off your back, or to just say, hey, to heck with it, the more you start to do it, the more it develops your character. And that's one thing that I've noticed has tremendously changed my life drastically, you know. And sometimes I might relapse, hey. But just know that, and know that God is always going to be with you. He's going to fight your battles. Like, you cannot mistreat God's people. And if you mistreat one of my sisters and brothers in the congregation, I might be the one to have to give you the tongue thrashing. But it is what it is. I'm holy ratchet. I can't help it. Well, you guys, it's been a time. It's been a time. I don't want to hold you up. I definitely hope and pray the best for you. Prosperous day for you. Happiness, peace, and joy. Don't allow any negativity to get to you. You continue walking in your faith. If you have to speak your peace, speak your peace. Do not be ashamed of it. It's okay. You know, we are the Ratchet Holy Community. We don't claim to have it all together because we don't. The truth is we do not. And I'm okay with that. And it's either you're going to accept us now or to heck with you if you ask me. But I'm comfortable in the skin I am. We are all comfortable in the skin we're in. And we know that we are always going to be a continuous work in progress, you know. So I commend everyone for your small wins. Please, please, please just share those stories with me. I would love to share them on the air with all our other Holy Ratchet communities just to see how far you came. Let us know about your small wins. You guys can find me on Facebook. It's Cheer, like a cheerleader, C-H-E-E-R, Nicole. You can find me on Instagram. It's Elite Stylist. You can shoot me a DM there or you can shoot me a message on Facebook, whichever way you prefer. Don't hesitate to share those stories. Bless my life because you guys encourage me and I hope that I can continuously be an encouragement to you to let you know it's okay. You're not the only one out there. You have someone going through it at the same time. And let's keep that same energy vibe. And so once again, share your stories, share your pound JTTW Jesus Take the Wheel moment with me. Find me on Facebook, Cheer Nicole. I will definitely share your story. Love to just allow your testimony to bless others. Hey, I don't want to just keep blessing people with mine. We want to bless them with yours. And I really, really had a good time. Hope you guys enjoyed the segment of Valentine's Vengeance. And on that note, to my Holy Ratchet community, I'm going to have to end it here. Because guess what? I am Sister Chia. I proclaim to be a part of the Holy Ratchet community. And we're saved, but we don't play. Holla.